From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 4th, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X.
And I'm your co-host, Carla Pereira.
In this week's report, ARRL President Emeritus Jim Haney, W5JBP, is a silent key.
IARU General Assembly adopts revisions to the Region 2 band plan.
And the National Geographic Channel's new series, Mars, prominently features ham radio in its Before Mars prequel.
Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Randy Allen, KA0AZS of Moraine, Ohio, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
ARRL President Emeritus Jim Haney, W5JBP of Dallas, Texas, died on November 1st following a period of ill health. He was 73. Haney was elected as the 13th president of ARRL on January 21st, 2000. A radio amateur for more than 40 years, Haney was twice reelected by the ARRL board to the ARRL's top volunteer office, serving until January 2006 when Joel Harrison, W5ZN, succeeded him. Prior to assuming the ARRL presidency, Haney was ARRL West Gulf Division Director during two different periods, from 1987 until 1990, and from 1997 until 2000, and an ARRL Vice President from 1990 until 1992. During his 6 years as president, Haney focused on promoting amateur radio in the classroom, and his ARRL Amateur Radio Education Project was an initiative to offer a turnkey amateur radio curriculum, as well as radio equipment, to schools. His project eventually grew into the ARRL Education and Technology Program. Haney often traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet with FCC and other government officials and with lawmakers on Capitol Hill to promote amateur radio issues and to communicate concerns. Those included the League's position on deed restrictions, or CCNRs. During his tenure, the Amateur Radio Spectrum Protection Act and the Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Consistency Act, an early bill to address the CCNR issue, were introduced in Congress. In 2003, Haney testified on Capitol Hill on behalf of the Spectrum Protection Act. In 2007, after he had left the presidency, Dayton Hamvention named Haney as its Amateur of the Year. Hamvention said Haney's league leadership helped define amateur radio's role in emergency communication.
Delegates to the 19th IARU Region 2 General Assembly in mid-October adopted ARRL proposed changes to the Region 2 band plan, which covers the Americas. Representatives of 24 IARU member societies took part in the General Assembly held in Viña del Mar, Chile. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, headed the Lee contingent. Alternate head of delegation and ARRL second vice president, Brian Milshosky, N5ZGT, chaired the IARU Region 2 BC Committee, which handled band planning matters and proposals and made recommendations to the full committee. The IARU Region 2 has established this band plan as the way to better organize the use of our bands efficiently, the introduction to the updated document states. To the extent possible, this band plan is harmonized with those of the other regions. It is suggested that member societies, in coordination with the authorities, incorporate it in their regulations and promote it widely with their radio amateur communities. General Assembly delegates approve minor modifications to band segments and modes of operation within 160, 80, and 15 meters to align the Region 2 band plan with the Region 1 and 3 band plans where appropriate. Changes also acknowledged AM operation within band plans, where it commonly occurs, and added narrowband digital operation to accommodate such modes as whisper. The General Assembly unanimously approved the formation of a region-level working group that will interact with Region 2 member societies in order to become better informed of and to track band planning issues, challenges, and opportunities.
The FCC is inviting comments on a petition for rulemaking, RM1775, from a Nevada radio amateur that seeks changes to the rules governing the amateur radio vanity call sign program. Christopher LaRue, W4ADL of North Las Vegas, is proposing that any licensee obtaining a vanity call sign be required to keep it for the full license term. LaRue contends in his petition that excessive and frequent vanity call sign filings are hampering the ability of other qualified licensees to obtain vanity call signs in one of the more desirable 1x2 or 2x1 formats. LaRue said that since the FCC dropped the fee to file for a vanity call sign, some applicants are taking advantage by regularly obtaining new call signs, thereby keeping them out of circulation. LaRue said his proposed minor rule change would require any licensee applying for and obtaining an amateur radio vanity call sign be required to keep it for the duration of the license, which is currently 10 years. Interested parties may comment on this proposal using the FCC electronic comment filing system. Comments are due within 30 days of the October 26th posting date.
Online, via podcast, and on repeaters throughout North America, you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
This coming week, from November 10th through the 14th, a bunch of hams will be aboard the Carnival Liberty out of Galveston, heading to Progreso, Mexico, and back. This is the AMSAT Annual Meeting and Space Symposium Cruise. You will find dozens of hams on the satellites. This reporter will be operating with his HT and aero antenna on SO50 when I can break away. Hopefully we can give out a lot of water grids to everyone. There will be no operating from Mexico as our IARP license does not permit it. On board the ship at sea, you will find us operating as HP stroke, our call sign stroke, Maritime Mobile. Sorry, you do not get credit from a Maritime Mobile towards DXCC. However, you can get credit for the grid squares. QSL to the operator you work. On the 8th and the 9th of November, the AMSAT board will be meeting in Galveston prior to the cruise. There should be some operating from there. However, it has the same grid square as Houston, EL29. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
Aeris International will celebrate its 20th anniversary when it meets in Houston on November 15th. Aeris International Chair Frank Bauer, KA3HDO, noted that an international group interested in installing and operating an amateur radio station on the International Space Station first met in November 1996 at the NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston, and the Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or Aeris, program was born. And the rest is history, he said. The meeting agenda has been divided into three categories: hardware development, education, and sustainability and funding, with concurrent sessions in two categories. Plenary sessions attended by the entire Aeris team will offer opportunities to discuss broader topics. It is amazing what we have accomplished in 20 years, Bauer said. It will be exciting to see what we do in the next 20.
With just 2 months left in the ARRL National Parks on the Air, or NPOTA program, the push for 1 million contacts from eligible NPS units remains strong. November 1 saw the 800,000th contact uploaded to Logbook of the World, breaking 25,000 contacts for the second straight week. ARRL Media and Public Relations Manager Sean Kutzko, KX9X, and QST Managing Editor Becky Schoenfeld, W1BXY, were interviewed by NPS Ranger Bill Urban during their September NPOTA activation of Eleanor Roosevelt National Historic Site, NS14. Video of that interview is available from the ARRL Facebook page. 32 activations are on tap for November 3 through 9, including Big Bend National Park in Texas and Everglades National Park in Florida. Details about these and other upcoming activations can be found on the NPOTA activations calendar.
Anderson Power Pole Connectors and Antenna Polarization are the topics of the latest November 3rd episode of the ARRL The Doctor Is In podcast. Sponsored by DX Engineering, ARRL The Doctor Is In is an informative discussion of all things technical. Listen on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, whenever and wherever you like. Every 2 weeks, your host, QST Editor-in-Chief Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and the doctor himself, Joel Hallis, W1ZR, will discuss a broad range of technical topics. You can also email your questions to doctor@arrl.org, and the doctor may answer them in a future podcast. You can enjoy ARRL The Doctor Is In on Apple iTunes or by using your iPhone or iPad podcast app. You can also listen online at Blueberry or at Stitcher and through the free Stitcher app for iOS, Kindle, or Android devices.
And finally, the National Geographic Channel has produced A Guide to Ham Radio to support its recently released digital short, Before Mars, a prequel to its upcoming Mars series. The 33-minute prequel, which has a heavy amateur radio theme, provides the backstory of two principal characters in the upcoming Mars global event series. In the prequel, twin teenage sisters Hannah and June Sung are the new kids in town after their single mother relocates. In due course, they come across old ham radio transceivers, one in an attic, the other in a thrift shop, and use them to communicate with each other and with an older local ham. Tuning about, Hannah, whose character gets most of the attention, hears an astronaut on the International Space Station on her radio and eventually makes contact, as amateur radio on the International Space Station or ARIS program participants do. In a touch of realism, the female astronaut uses the NA1SS call sign. While the depictions of amateur radio in the production take a few liberties, non-hams will likely overlook these and focus instead on the story arc of self-discovery and relationships within a theme of young women becoming interested in science and scientific careers. The sisters' exposure to ham radio helps to inspire them to pursue careers in space exploration, become astronauts, and take part in a 2033 mission to Mars. Mars will combine documentary sequences about real-life efforts to travel to and colonize Mars.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or a comment about audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL, all rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X.
And I'm Carla Pereira, 73, and thanks for listening.